parties that are coming together to try to figure out how they go forward, take decisions on what the scope of the commitments made in the agreement that will be adopted in Paris will look like. They're discussing all of these factors. There are some long, closely held views by parties, but there seems to be a mood where parties want to move forward and reach an agreement here.
200 countries are trying to agree on this draft text for a deal to avoid dangerous global warming. Media has been reporting that the draft has sparked criticism. What are you hearing?
Well, the draft has a lot of elements that incorporate lots of options for going forward. Not everything pleases everybody, and there's a line, you know, that is often spoken, you know, if everybody's unhappy, then we must be going in the right direction. There's a feeling by a lot of people that the agreement is not going to produce enough action that is commensurate with dealing with the problem of climate change, that the actual commitments that governments put forward under this process is not going to deal with the problem. Or won't be sufficient. On the other hand, there's another view that says that this whole process will open a pathway so that countries can ramp up their obligations over the next few years and as we go forward. So there's a lot to be hopeful for here. It is a positive step if they come to an agreement. But we'll see what the nature of it is.
Now, a couple weeks ago, before the conference began, the United States and China made certain climate change pledges. Have other countries followed in this direction as well?
Well, since the climate summit in New York in September, a lot of good things have happened. One is that the European Union agreed that they would put in place a goal of reducing their emissions by 40% over 1990 levels by 2030. There was the U.S.-China agreement, and then now here at Lima, countries have announced pledges that top $10 billion for the Green Climate Fund. And so this is all good news. This led to a lot of optimism coming into Lima. Other countries are talking about, you know, their process going forward, stating what their commitments will be. We expect most of them to come in at around the end of March next year, and some will come in a little closer to June. But by then, we will know what all the major emitters are proposing, and we'll see how far that will get us.
Now, you mentioned the UN High-Level Climate Summit that took place last September before the opening of the annual General Assembly. Some people describe that summit as historical. Do you think that the summit had an impact on the talks that have been taking place in Lima?
Oh, absolutely. The summit really helped generate a whole new mood for the whole process going forward. There's a sense that the commitments made, that the new parties, such as business and civil society, coming into the process, given a tremendous boost to the air of optimism that we might actually get something done now. The summit is universally regarded as a major milestone, and all parties have referred to it positively. It's played a major role in this.
The conference is supposed to end on Friday. Do you think that an agreement will be reached before the end of Friday?
Well, that remains to be seen. There's always the idea of when Friday actually ends. Talks have been known to, you know, creep into the next day. These are difficult talks, and it takes a lot to hammer them out. And so whether it's by late Friday, early Saturday, we don't know.